Welcome to another episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard, Brandon.
Welcome.
No, I'm not talking to you, dude. I'm talking to everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button. It's facebook.com/ETACast. Hit that like button so you can follow all the new content from ETACast and everything in general about ETACast. So, this is a podcast from ETACast, and I always make it confusing. So, there you go. Is it confusing, Brandon?
It's kind of confusing.
Is it?
Yeah.
But you get it across. All right, this is how it works, okay? All right, you get it across. Thanks. All right, I'm going to make it more clear, okay? It's kind of like ETACast is being a network, like a channel, okay? And then the podcast, like Trust Me, I Have a Beard, is its TV shows, if you will.
So they're two separate things.
Yeah, there's like a big brother over it, if you will.
Yeah,
the ETA network. I don't know why I structured it. I don't know. You actually, no, the reason why that happened is because Sam and I came out with ETACast, the original podcast, and that's all it was supposed to be.
Right.
And then I loved the name of it so much for some fucking reason, and which Sam came up with. I was like, well, I'll just create more podcasts under that label, because we're not going to do this podcast every single week, Sam and I. There you go. It
works.
It does kind of work, right?
Cool name. You ran with it.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam, it is a good catchy name. That's what he said. It just rolls off the tongue, Chris. That's what he said.
It does. ETA Network.
Whoa, ETA Cast, Brandon. You already forgetting? It doesn't work. Shit.
Mine rolls off the tongue better.
ETA Network?
Yeah.
ETA Network. ETA Cast Network.
Yeah, no.
There we go.
It's good.
Anyways, well, I'm your host, Chris. And Brandon, welcome back.
Thank you.
Another episode. We just survived the fucking hurricane. All right, let's just get this out in the open. We survived the hurricane. We're safe.
I literally sat through it. I was outside in the middle of it. It was bad.
Mm.
It was bad. It was crazy. Winds going everywhere.
What was the craziest thing you saw while you're outside?
Saw a transformer blow up.
Two of them. Just straight up.
Two of them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, back to back.
Combo.
The fireworks were
going
off.
Just knocking everyone fucking... Just knocking the whole block out. Boom!
Yeah, it was crazy.
Damn, dude. Did you fucking, like, see, you know, like, the green shit?
Yeah. It was, like, the whole lot, like, sky lit up green.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then the entire road was flooded, too. Like, half a foot.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad over here. You know, I mean, you came in. You rolled in, like, the second day after the storm hit, right? Course, we're like, let's chill out, man. You know, like,
tired of being cooped up.
Yeah, they just got these roads open.
Been here a week.
They're picking up palm trees now. Let's go.
I can drive.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it definitely wreaked some fucking devastation over here for sure. We, you know, knocked out the power for fucking 7 days over here. More like six and a half, but fucking, it was brutal, of course.
Yeah, I was without power for like 3 days, I think.
Three, yeah. That's great. I mean, after two, you're kind of like, okay, I'm done with this shit, you know?
Yeah, give my power back.
Yeah, you're sweating. You're like, okay, I've looked at my family members and everyone long enough, you know? You're trying to conserve your fucking phone battery life and shit as much as you can.
Yeah, you're looking around like, fuck, what am I supposed to do?
Right. Right. You said you wanted to play Monopoly with your family, and they didn't want
to. They didn't want to. They were like, no, it's never going to end. I was like, come on.
The fucking power will be back on.
I was
on.
Like, this is never going to end. Let's play.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it definitely fucked up. It definitely fucked it up, man. I mean, it just fucked up Florida. It just butt-fucked us, right?
Yeah, there were some houses that were literally, like, where the water was up to the roof. It was insane.
Yeah, Jacksonville, I was reading an article, and it said, like, Jacksonville, like, they weren't expecting that shit at all. They were expecting some sort of storm surge, but they weren't expecting for the St. John's River to react the way it did. Basically just, I mean, all the wind pushed the water in the river up towards Jacksonville, and that's how it got flooded, basically, you know? along with the coast flooding it too. So you got two fucking the fucking
coming
water's
in from both ways.
Yeah, like, it's strategic water now. Strategic storm surge.
Yeah, downtown taking over. Is really fucked. The landing is like completely like there's a so much water there.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, I wish there's something you and I can do. Of course, everyone that's listening, if you want to help out, just do some appropriate searches on the internet. I don't recommend donating to the Red Cross. That's just me, personally. I recommend donating to, like, local charities. You know, like the Jacksonville Food Shelter or food fucking housing, whatever. You know, donate to those things because you know it'll go directly towards them. And whereas Red Cross and whatnot, look what happened with the Haiti thing. Like, fuck. They got all that money and they built fucking 5 houses.
Yeah, Red Cross is probably not the best, best charity.
They got like... Dude, they got like over $1 million, I'm sure of it. And they built fucking 5 houses.
What are y'all doing?
Good job. And they probably weren't even like, you know... storm-proofed or anything like that.
Probably just like regular...
Yeah, shanties or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, like...
This is appropriate for your Haitian houses.
Like sheds.
But, yeah. So, dude, and we got another hurricane coming up, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about it before we recorded, but...
Maria, I believe.
Maria, dude. Category 5 now.
Yeah.
At the timing of this recording.
It's coming.
It's fucking pretty astonishing, man. Like, all the fucking... extreme weather. It just it feels like it's more extreme, but then again
they're saying this one's really bad.
Right. Yeah, I know. It doesn't look too big, but like this it's packed full of winds.
Yeah.
Full of trouble. What was I saying though? Oh yeah, so I don't know, like it's hard to tell, right? It could be a lot of variables that are affecting these intense storms, you know? Like a lot of variables, such as like
global warming
and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
also this shit, but also too you have to take into account that you're on social media all the time too, right? You're consuming the internet all the time as well, and you're actually looking at these things firsthand, right? You're looking at these satellite images, you know what I mean? Like they're more impactful to you anyways, because back in the 90s, dude, you flip on the TV to look at the weather. That's it.
Right.
You know?
There's no, like, searching, like, yeah, overhead
and,
view. Like,
yeah, and he comes on every 9 minutes, whatever the fuck the station, you know, would do.
Yeah.
Every 9 minutes on the hour, let's go, weather. And the fucking guy was like, that was the weather, man, you know? Like, well, yeah. Nowadays, it's all around us. Like, you know, weather's all around us, obviously, and therefore it's all around us as well on social media. And when you're reading the news, you're constantly reading something's flooded here or some crazy shit happened there.
Yeah, something about weather.
Yeah. So you have to take into that account too. I think it's everything factored into one. I mean, it's just generally getting worse. What do you think, Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're getting really bad. I mean, they were saying this is the first category, like 5 hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in like 85 years. So really, dude, they're getting bad. They're getting worse.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, man.
The weather's changing. Climate's changing.
It really is. So last episode, Brandon, we talked about a little bit about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I think we should do it just and kind of go further into cryptocurrency.
Okay. Well, you know more about this than I do. But
I know
a little bit.
Okay. All right, I'll start it. I'll definitely start it off. I mean, this is a lot of stuff that we already went over, but for anyone that's listening...
What is cryptocurrency, Chris?
Okay, I'll tell you what it is.
Great.
Okay. So the first thing you need to know about cryptocurrency is it's something that's finite and controlled, and that cannot be copied at all. There's no way of copying it, at least right now. I'm not gonna be totally optimistic on... like, oh, you can't hack this, but let's just say it's really fucking hard to do, like, hack it or duplicate a coin, anything like that.
It would
that.
Basically be impossible.
Extremely, yeah. Yes. So, a cryptocurrency is minted by an algorithm that runs off of whatever the fuck the developers decided, right? So, if the developers decided that this coin is mineable, then they'll go ahead and set... I don't really know exactly how... like, it starts off, like, the mining process, but the way the currency is minted, if a currency is mineable, is someone literally has to turn on their computer and run this algorithm to crunch a math problem that's random, that's super random, based on the algorithm. That's proven to be hard, right? It's a proven to be hard algorithm. And once it crunches it enough times, it'll get rewarded something. Hey, thanks, you know? And because it's using these calculations, and it's actually based on how much electricity you're using too, it's converted into making a coin, okay? That's how it's done. That's how cryptocurrency is made, when a coin is mineable, okay? All right, Brandon?
Yeah. so you get rewarded in coins that get mined.
Right, by the coin that you are mining.
Right. You're rewarded a block, right? You mine through a block.
If you mine through a block, you get the block reward, and that's set by the coin itself. So, for instance, Litecoin is 25 Litecoin per block. That's if you're solo mining, and you're mining from 0 to 100%, if you will. So let's move on to that. So that's generally how a cryptocurrency is minted. And if it's not mineable, then it's set based on some sort of fucking math problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying fucking like as in like this is crazy or anything, but it is it's very complex and very matrix-esque.
It is kind of a strange concept. This like digital currency.
Right, how it's regulated.
Right.
How the inflation works. Because all these things...
there's no, like, government that owns it. It's not, like, no. Backed by a government or anything. It's decentralized.
No government whatsoever. Yes, exactly. Decentralized. Which basically... It's a word that means no one owns it. No one person owns it.
Right.
There's no one location of it.
Right, it's everywhere.
Yeah, the internet is decentralized. There you go. All right? Or at least our internet is. Whereas North Korea's internet, that's centralized. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck are we getting to North Korea? But, what was I saying though? Alright, so yeah, no government owns it. And if the currency's not mineable, then the developer will go ahead and set some sort of math problem that will work out to its end of life, whatever it is as far as dispensing that currency, and then it'll be up to everyone that owns it to do whatever they want with it, as far as what the currency's built off of, if it's built off of transactional point of sale system type of transactions, where you can go and buy a coffee. Obviously, there's some sort of applications to this as far as Bitcoin, Litecoin, especially as Rebust, and that's what the developers want to do as far as making a point of sale transactions. That's what they want the coin to be for, right?
Yeah, make the coin for something.
Right. Whereas Ethereum, they don't want to, they're not saying that at all. They don't want it to be a currency. It's somehow being a currency because of its value. It's just inherently getting that, right? And in that way, it's very persuasive to hold it like its currency. So, Ethereum is based off of a blockchain platform where it owns the block. What I don't want to say owns it, where its technology, the blockchain itself, the technology of it, other coins will come out running off of this Ethereum technology. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because Ethereum, I know, wants to run a lot of things.
Yes. Yes, so essentially, I mean, just like we were talking about it like a month ago, I think the best way of explaining this is Ethereum is a cryptocurrency operating system. It's based off of other coins to use it, rather, you know, whereas one coin, for instance, an Ethereum coin like Golem, is used for a rendering application where Visual Effects Studios, Pixar, if you will be able to exchange Golem coins for resources, computer power, so they can render their shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that coin itself, the Golem coin, runs off the Ethereum blockchain, the network.
And that's Ethereum.
And that's technically Ethereum, right?
Right. Because
the only way to get Golem is with Ethereum.
Right, because it runs off of it.
Right.
So that's what Ethereum's trying to be. It's trying to be the thing that does the transaction or like
It wants to be like, I guess kind of be like the middleman in the entire thing, but it's very much needed because the technology is embedded with what's called a smart contract. And this is very versatile in the sense that you can set parameters, preset parameters based off of whatever coin that you're developing, and it'll execute automatically. You get what I mean? Like, you can make the coin way more robust than Bitcoin. Let's just put it that way. Because of these smart contracts.
Okay.
Way more robust. Whereas Bitcoin is very rudimentary. You know, you got 1 cent, that's fucking 1 cent. That's it. You know what I'm saying? One Satoshi. What exactly?
So,
what were we talking about exactly?
We're talking about what Ethereum is exactly.
Okay, yeah, we busted into Ethereum. Okay, so you have so that kind of gives you an idea, right, of like the different types of coins. You got Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum. You got Golem. You got these other coins that do different things. Okay, so that's one thing to understand in the cryptocurrency sphere. Not one coin's going to be able to do it all, but Ethereum is trying to do that very thing.
Yeah, most coins are trying to do something.
Right.
They're made for something specifically. Yeah.
Like, for instance, people think that Bitcoin is very private. It is to a certain degree, but you do leave a footprint on the blockchain, right? Because the blockchain, for anyone that doesn't know, is where everything goes down as far as recording what happens with that coin. Transactions. We'll just say transactions.
Yeah, that's where everything happens.
It's an open ledger, yes. And anyone can refer to it, such as the government, yourself, anyone can go to that open ledger, scroll down, and find whatever transaction they want. And it's based off of unique characters, so everything is completely different. So every transaction is different. Every transaction is unique. That's what makes cryptocurrency so interesting. In
because it's still private, you don't actually see any information. It's just
numbers and shit. It's just literally
it's
numbers.
It's hidden, but
however, you can track it down, right? But what I was saying is, people don't maybe know about Monero, which is another coin that is very popular. I believe it's the 6th or 7th market cap of all cryptocurrencies. And mind you, there's over 1,000 of them now. So this coin in particular does not record that stuff. It keeps it on a private blockchain, and you cannot see it. You're completely anonymous. Completely. So which coin is better to use on the darknet? At that point,
Monero.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
I'm not saying that's what you should use that coin for, but for people that are super fucking paranoid, that's the coin.
That's probably why it's getting popular. Yeah.
That's probably a big reason why it's getting popular.
For purchases, yeah, like
for sure.
Man, 6th or 7th out of 1,000, it's up there.
Yeah, it is. It is up there, man. I believe it's at like 112 or something. All right, so. We talked about the decentralization of cryptocurrency. We talked about why cryptocurrency is valuable, why it's innovative. Let's go on a little bit more of that. All right. Okay. It costs a lot of money to print money, right? To basically make the money, right?
Right.
Well, why not use everyone, literally everyone that wants to use this money to make your money? Right.
Yeah.
Boom.
Just like that.
Point number one. Point number two is, you know, obviously, this isn't physical money, right? It's not physical. It doesn't cost anything to make this actual money, other than the overhead of the electricity and the miner itself, or whatever it is, as far as what your currency, the cryptocurrency is. It's a self-sustaining coin, basically. Currency. So, in that sort of regard, you know, if the government, let's say it cost them fucking, I don't know, let's say, how much money do you think it cost them to print the money?
Well, I've heard that it costs a little over a penny to make a penny.
Right, yeah, I've heard that too, for sure.
So yeah, I don't know. Right, I mean, it could be up there. But I mean, obviously, you know, the bills, it's the same. You know, it doesn't matter the face value.
I mean, it's got to cost a lot, right? To run the electricity, to run those machines.
Of course.
The printing things, the ink.
Hundreds of millions of dollars just in the place and the equipment and paying people, and yeah, I mean, it's gotta be up there.
Yeah.
Like close to what the, you know.
Yeah.
Like $1 is worth or whatever.
For sure. I would think
it costs like 70 like cents or something to make a dollar. It's got to be up there.
It's not
like,
sustainable, in my opinion. That's for fucking sure. Especially this paper-ass money. I mean, I had a dollar in a fucking piggy bank, right? And, you know, I just shoved a dollar in there, a couple dollars, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to grab these dollars out because I wanted something or whatever, a pack of cigarettes or whatever.
Right.
And fucking just shredded the dollar trying to pull it out of the hole, right?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, completely shredded it. That wouldn't happen with cryptocurrency. I don't have to deal with knowing where this is at.
The physical money. Yeah.
Right.
Getting wet and ripping.
Yeah, whatever it may be, or losing it.
Losing
I mean,
it,
sure, you can lose cryptocurrency, but there's only one way to lose it. It's your own fucking ignorance.
Yeah, you would just lose your main key. Like,
yeah, if you lose your seed, your key, you're done, son. That's it. Or if you print it out on a paper wallet and somehow that paper wallet gets fucked, you're done. That's it. You don't have that paper wallet backed up, maybe on like a picture or something like that. I don't know.
Right. So the paper wallet is your secondary way of having your wallet.
Yeah, that would be a good way to use.
So now, if you have a paper wallet, you still have your online key. You still have your number key.
No, a lot of people create a paper wallet because they don't want an online key.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay. So if you have a paper wallet, that's it.
That's
you have
it.
That.
Yeah.
Dude,
if your dog eats your wallet, paper wallet, that's it. All your currency is gone. And then when I first heard about that, I was like, that's kind of stupid. But then again, it's not, because that's what you should be doing. You should be safeguarding your assets and your value.
And that is the ultimate way to really safeguard it.
Yeah.
Keep it in your house.
Rather than keeping it on your person, knowing where it's at, rather than going to a bank, spending the money to drive over to a fucking bank for them to charge you whatever it is to keep this account open, because you don't have $2,000 in it. So, you know, Brandon, give me $12 a month. What are you doing?
Right.
You fucking poor ass.
It'll make you poor.
And then you got to stand in line. You got to talk to fucking people that could be incompetent. You know what I mean? There's so many different things that could fuck up. And I'm not saying that banks are like vulnerable. I mean, obviously, they're really secure as far as keeping your money.
Yeah, they are.
But they're not the most efficient way of keeping your money.
Right, they're a hassle. That's all they are.
Yeah, it's a huge fucking hassle, man. You gotta ask their permission depending on how much money you're trying to withdraw from ATMs. There could be a limit on your account. All these different things. And then not only that, if I wanted to send you money, depending on the banks and how well they like each other, because we're at different, we use two separate banks, they could charge me stupid ass fees.
Yeah.
Whereas cryptocurrency has one flat fee that everyone knows, very universal in whatever that coin is. And so a weird fee, right? You're not going to be slapped with like, oh, because you're doing this action, it's going to be an extra 5%. You know how like some banks, they'll be like, if you do this, it's $10. But if you do this, it's $12, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, then if you want to cash a check, it's $7. You know what I mean?
Like, just give me the money. I have money. Like,
this all involves money. I don't understand why you're charging me different fees.
Are you trying to make money? I see.
Exactly. You know, so that's another very big reason why cryptocurrency is extremely valuable and innovative in regards to currency. The technology of currency. This is an evolutionary step in currency.
It is. It's been around a while, and now it's actually like gaining
starting to get some
traction.
Headway. Yeah. Jinx you a milker, man.
Yeah, it's coming up.
All right, you got any other questions about cryptocurrency, Brandon?
Well, there's a lot to know, I guess, about
cryptocurrency. There's a lot
really.
To know. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. It really is.
What were we just talking about?
I mean, I think that cryptocurrency has a way of going into every sector of our lives. whether that be, I mean, I literally watched a commercial the other day on the internet, dude. It was Intel commercial, and it started off with fucking tomato, and it was like, this tomato is tracked from the farm straight to your dinner table with blockchain technology. And I was like, what? I had to like tab back over. Like, what is this commercial saying?
What is it talking about?
And it's
about?
Like from Intel using blockchain, you know, because people realize that the blockchain itself, because there's many reasons why cryptocurrency is valuable, but people look at the blockchain, how it records things, how money can't be duplicated, how transactions are always recorded, cannot be edited, cannot be erased. They view that as, holy shit, we can use this as so many different things. I mean, you could use that as for running a hotel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something that is reliable, something that is based off of real facts. It's something that's programmable as well. Obviously, with Ethereum.
Right, like Intel is using it now. Like it's an established thing. Like
yeah. I mean, Microsoft is obviously looking into it. I think they're creating something. I think they're creating a coin. Honestly, last thing I read, I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But I know that they've personally been using Ethereum.
Oh yeah.
The Ethereum blockchain. They've been using a private Ethereum blockchain though. That runs off of Azure. And that just goes to show you, like, obviously this stuff is fucking powerful.
Like, it's here to stay.
Right.
Man, I always get fucking sketched out when I see these lights driving through here, dude. let's make sure this shit's recording. I'm not fucking up, Brandon. Oh, yeah. 3 minutes. Oh, it must have, like, recorded a new one, right? Yeah, it did. Okay. Good job, App. Okay.
Thought we were talking for 3 minutes.
Yeah, whoa. I mean, that just goes to show you, I mean, is this thing, like, blowing on the speaker or something? All right, we're good.
We're good, right?
No, it's fine.
Okay. What was it saying, though?
Okay. The coin is running off Azure. I don't know. What?
Oh, right. Ah, thanks, Brandon. the blockchain's running off of Azure. Yeah, so Microsoft's looking into it. Intel's looking into it. And just like you said, cryptocurrency's been around for quite a while now. I mean, it's been around for at least, I would say, 2008, 2009. Confidently, it's been around since like 2010, where people have been looking into this and going, this shit works. You know, this is, there's something to this. And just because you don't think that there's a use for this, you go, oh, well, that's not so great. Blockchain, like, oh, you can do this instead of blockchain. Well, no, you're not understanding the fundamentals of it being reliable, it being fast, and it being innovative for a currency itself. Don't look at it as just technology, as it, like, oh, it's just numbers crunching something, that's all you're getting out of it. No, it has value behind who's using it too,
because it is reliable and
right,
and yeah,
and what they're using it for,
and people see a lot of uses for it.
Absolutely. I mean, I could definitely see in blockchain technology go towards the transportation industry tenfold, as far as airports running off of it, so flights are more accurate, and so flights don't get overbooked, for instance.
Yeah, they could track that better. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely,
that
for
definitely
sure
happens,
without a doubt. So that kind of gives you an idea of introduction of cryptocurrency.
I think like what it can be used for, like why people are, like why it's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Pretty good.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Good job.
Thanks, man. I mean, there's a lot to talk about, like you said, but that'll probably be something I'll talk about later. You know, we'll kind of break it down, you know, like little segments, little sectors, if you will, in cryptocurrency space, because there's way different sectors. There's faucets, there's mining, there's trading, there's all these other coins. How do you decipher all these different coins? How do you tell what's the most profitable coins? All these different things. And I'm not trying to, like, relay this as being like some sort of like, hey guys, tune in next week or anything. But
I'm gonna show you how to.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you how to get rich, bitch. Make sure you download it. Yeah, we'll definitely go into like different depths of the cryptocurrency, and what it and what it can mean for you as well. I mean, if you're thinking already, this is interesting stuff. Let me just give you an idea, okay? In the beginning of the year, Ethereum was at $12 in January. Now it's at $300 at this current moment of recording. Its all-time high was around $415, $420. Hey. So that's its all-time high in this 1 year. So that just goes to show you that people are really getting behind it. People are honestly getting behind this. You may have noticed your coworkers may be talking about it. Now you're listening to it on a podcast. Look more into it. Look more into it. Don't invest more than you can lose, though. You don't want to bite the dust, right?
Yeah, on all these coins, the prices, they rise and fall.
Yeah, you don't want to bite the dust.
You can make some money, but yeah, definitely don't invest more than you can lose. That's good advice.
Yeah, I think that's fucking investing 101 right there. Right?
You should take that advice. That's just
yeah.
But
I mean, personally, I'm a bit of a gambling guy. So
well, you're really positive, Chris. So.
I think that's sometimes why. It pays off. Sometimes it fucks me over, but. in this instance, I'm glad I pumped in a lot of money into it, that's for sure, and especially in the beginning. Because
yeah, you hit it hard. You were telling me about it.
I bought a lot of my Ethereum definitely before 100, so it's, you know, I feel pretty good about that. Anyways, it just goes to show you that whatever you want to do with cryptocurrency, you can do it. I mean, I looked at it, and I went, you know what, this thing can explode. It's very interesting technology. It's a very interesting cryptocurrency. It's way different than Bitcoin, and it has way more uses than Bitcoin. So I felt it as, this could be the next fucking Bitcoin.
It could.
You know?
They do say it's better than Bitcoin.
Yeah. Anyways, man, let's move on.
Yeah, enough of cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it's enough of that. Because I stare at the charts too many times, and just talking about it makes me exhausted. so what else has been going on, Brandon?
What has been going on? I'm just playing video games and...
How's Bioshock? I was just about to ask you.
Bioshock's good. It's good. I haven't played it as much as I could, but it's good.
You're having, like, scary moments where you're just like, oh!
Oh, dude, yeah, those big daddies that come out of nowhere, you know, like...
Sure.
Those little girls are creepy.
The shadows are really dark in that game, too. That's what really gets... That's what nails, like, the ambiance.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's like really, really dark, dank shadows. It's like something comes out of the shadow. You're like, oh my god. I only got two bullets.
It's a very defined shadow. I can see it. I know what it is.
Yeah, dude, you've been playing those tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Nice, online tournaments are fun, man.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I've been playing some games too. Playing a lot of Ark. Got back into that somehow. Because the game came out, so I mean it's an okay game. The like I said though, when I was talking to you, man, you know, like I played it for a good 2 days straight, basically. Let's put it that way, right? And I was talking to you.
Just played the fuck out of it.
The developers want that game to be so immersive, but they cannot. It just fails at every level. Like there's too many dinosaurs running into each other, or. Things just don't make any sense. It's just not acting appropriately. You know, just it's wonky.
You think they would have like fixed it before they released it? They had a long time.
Finessed it a little bit more. You know, like the way the dinosaurs interact
so
with each other.
Glitches and stuff.
Have less dinosaurs, because I'm telling you, man, I'll bowl around a cavern, and there's just like five different species of dinosaurs sitting in one little corner together. It's like, what are you guys? What's going on here?
They're all just hanging out.
Yeah. I understand it's a very massive game and it's complex, but if you're going to make a massive game like that, be more methodical about it. You know, don't just spew a bunch of shit at it and expect that, you know, you've made a phenomenal game, because it's not.
Be ready to, like, make a game that big.
Yeah. It's definitely...
They can make it better.
It's subpar. It's a subpar game. You're playing it and you're going, you know, this game could be so much better.
Yeah, like every 10 minutes you realize, like, oh, this game's kind of shit.
Yeah, it could definitely be so much better. It's not shit, it's engrossing in the way that you, like, level up and, like, you know, craft shit, blah, blah, blah. But in all the other aspects of, like, when you get into, like, an encounter with a dinosaur and you're trying to melee the fucking thing and it feels like you're playing Oblivion, It's worse than Oblivion, actually.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude, absolutely worse. You get some lag there, and the dinosaur warps around a little bit. And it's just frustrating in those sort of aspects when you're actually playing the game. And that's what's disappointing about the game.
Yeah, because that's when you're, like, really playing.
Yeah, you're playing the game. That's what it's intended for, right? The dinosaur is there to go fight them with your spear.
Yeah.
Oh, but the fucking melee combat is shit.
Y'all missed that part.
Yeah.
What? Why is that so bad?
Yeah, like, why'd you guys even add that in there? Then?
You know? Should have made the dinosaurs friendly. Fuck.
It feels great though when you're like firing your gun and stuff and blah blah blah, but like the melee combat is so bad. You can even craft a sword, you know? Like,
right?
Oh yeah, you get a sword, it looks cool and everything, and then you're using the same sort of like hit detection and everything, dude. It's just garbage, dude. Just the melee combat, I hate that shit. It just bums me out. I hate it.
Yeah, you playing it?
I hate when I'm like forced to use only melee combat, and that's why I'm always like shooting my gun off and shit, because I don't care. Whatever, I'll go farm more fucking metal because I shot my gun off 3-4 times, you know, like I don't care. but anyways, Ark,
like fun game though.
It came out. My rating is probably 7.8. 7.8 right
out
now.
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
As yeah. In like that's how much like your dudes like can survive and shit.
No, that's my rating of the game.
Oh, your rating?
Yeah. Oh. You're like, dude, is that your guy's level?
It's like 7.8. Yeah.
No, I'm like level 70 something, I don't know. But, you know. It's like one of those games, dude, I played too many times. Like, they should have spent more time on like the way the dinosaurs walk around, where they spawn them. Just don't make it so random, you know? It's too random.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. 7.8 right here. You heard it first.
GTA does a really good job, though, of, like, dispersing shit across the map and, like, making everything flow.
Yeah, it does. It
on,
does.
Like, a big-ass map. So it's, like, you know, you can definitely do it.
It does, yeah.
You don't have to have, like, people running into each other and shit, like, you know.
Well, there's different algorithms, you know, going back to blockchains and stuff, you know, different algorithms that you can run. It's just depending on whether or not the developers want to go with one or the other.
Yeah, you got to pick the right one.
Look at No Man's Sky. I mean, yeah, the game got updated and shit like that. Well, great. But they used what's called a procedural algorithm, which basically means they give it like a bunch of inputs. And depending on how many inputs it gets, the computer will randomly generate it that many times.
Right, it's like a 64.
Right.
64, and then, 64 yeah, bit thing.
And sure.
So it generated a shit ton.
Right. And it looked like shit. You know, there was a bunch of crazy shit going on, very wonky stuff. That's a perfect example of, like, you know, you really have to finesse and just, I don't know, just have the knowledge of what the fuck you're doing, you know. If that's what you want to accomplish, you can go different routes, especially when it comes to creating games, creating art, digital art.
I kind of want to play No Man's Sky.
Same here, you especially know, after the update.
Because it really does sound like a cool game to play.
It's an interesting concept. I think the other games are going to come out in the next couple of years. They're going to be way better than No Man's Sky. Star Citizen.
Yeah, if they go for like based off something like that, then they'll kill No Man's
no,
Sky.
No,
like,
dude, you have to look up Star Citizen.
Star Citizen?
Star Citizen, bro, is incredible.
I haven't even heard of that.
Give me a virtual reality system, and I'll live in that game. I'll literally live in that game.
Damn, what is it about? What is it?
It's basically like, you know, like the same concept as No Man's Sky, but like there's way more mechanics to it. Like, you know,
just like travel to the planets and shit?
Travel around, make shit, you know.
You run out of gas and shit just as fast, like.
yeah, dude. Yeah, everything's all real time. You gotta go back to Earth. That'd be a cool game. But yeah, I mean, I honestly think there's gonna be more games coming out that are gonna be based around what No Man's Sky was trying to do. But it's gonna be way better, just because that's how you know developers work. You know, especially when it comes to games, they only get better. Especially like the flowality of the game. I don't know if that's a word.
Flowality?
Flowality.
I don't think so.
Flowality. Flowality.
Fluid?
Yeah, dude.
These games are cool. Yeah, if they can make them way better and not have, like, yeah, crazy-looking alien dinosaurs and shit, then...
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But then, I just wish, like, developers would, like, stop like, promising something they know they're not gonna do, you know? They're like, guess what, motherfuckers?
Like, some impossible shit.
Yeah,
like,
dude, they've been doing it forever. Look at Fable. You ever play Fable?
Yeah, I played
the original Fable.
Yeah, I played.
Like, you know when that game was coming out? Like before, like, you know, 6 months.
Like,
or
that shit
a year.
Was hyped.
Oh man, it was like the hype, so hyped, dude. It was insane.
I do kind of remember that.
Insanely hyped. It was because of the game developer Peter Molyneux. He was talking about this, like, this game that everyone wanted, literally. He was like, "Yes, in Fable, you survive each day, and you can chop down trees, and depending on whether or not the ground is fertile, the tree will grow back. Of course, it won't take overnight or anything, because in Fable, the game lives, the game breathes."
Like, trying to make it like this is the best game ever.
Yeah,
like,
you can be around your mates in the game and spill coffee on them. Straight up just spill coffee all over them. And they'll get mad at you, depending on their demeanor, depending on if they woke up on the right side of the bed. And you're just like, oh man, yeah, this fucking game
sounds awesome.
Let's go. And I can grow horns? Okay, cool. And, like, you know, you're playing it, you're like, the only thing that happens, like, oh, I can grow horns if I do bad things. Sure, there's some innovative elements, but, you know, anyways, going back to what I was saying is, you know, developers need to quit doing that shit.
The money making thing was cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're talking about Fable 2.
You
couldn't make money in Fable 1 other than, like, killing mobs and shit. But, yeah, when you're 2,
yeah,
you're like,
I was banking.
Yeah, when you're fucking, like, real estate fucking master,
you yeah,
like everything. It's making money while offline, too.
For real.
Mine glitched out one time, and I was playing it for, like, a week. And it glitched out, and I logged in, and it gave me, like, I don't know, it was like 2 million something gold coins or whatever, when it normally only gives me like 7,000 or some shit, you know?
Holy shit.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I actually got kind of mad. I was like, the game kind of just ruined the fun for me, you know?
Because then, like, you got it easy. Yeah, I kind of actually feel you. Like, you're like, damn, well, all right. I got everything now. When you were still, like, trying to, like, struggle for that.
I was a little upset, dude. Like, I think that was a big reason why I didn't play it, actually. Damn. I don't think I never beat Fable 2.
You should have, like, called him up and been like, yo, take your 2 million back.
Yeah, take it back, you fuckheads.
They probably would have, for real.
Who knows?
That's funny.
You probably could drop it on the ground or whatever, but I was still too probably, like, stubborn. Like, nah, fuck this game. It's gonna do it again. You know?
Damn, drop 2 million.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Fable was fun, though.
What else did we say we were going to talk about? Dude, okay. The Hyperloop, Brandon. You know about the Hyperloop, right? I think I told you about the Hyperloop before.
Yeah, I think you did.
What do you know about it? Tell me what you know.
I know it's some crazy shit.
Right? It's a subterranean... Basically, think of it as like a subway underground, right? Right?
Yeah,
subway.
Yeah, because it's like just a big...
Yeah. So, subways are underground, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Subway underground, but it's a tunnel that has no oxygen in it. Zero. So don't get out of the car or anything. The Hyperloop car. But you'll die, boy.
Yeah, they got a taxi that takes you around it.
So in this tunnel is completely devoid of all oxygen, and it uses a vacuum system similar to space, right? No oxygen up there.
Space is a vacuum.
And it sucks this motherfucker down at breaknecking fucking speeds, dude.
Near the speed of light, ain't it?
No, it's near like Mach 5, though.
Damn.
Yeah. They're proposed to like Mach 5, yeah. And Elon Musk, of course, Elon Musk, Iron Man himself. Said that he wants to build one on Mars eventually. When he lands over there, because, you know, he's got a plan. It's written down on a piece of paper somewhere.
He's going to go to Mars.
that he's gonna go to Mars and he's gonna start building all this shit. I just love how he's not like asking anyone's permission. He's kind of like
casually saying, "Yeah, like, yo, I am gonna go to Mars though."
Yeah, you know? And guess what, guys? I'm building buildings and I'm building all this stuff, and it's gonna be my place. And if you want to live there, you can. So
let's like at do some this. Point, the government's got to be like, "Yeah, yo, Elon, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you can't just go take over a planet."
Yeah, they'd be like, "Elon, you want to get out of the United States?"
It is funny how he's just so upfront about it. Like, he's not, intimidated by the idea at all.
Right, no, he's not intimidated. He's openly said plenty of times, like, well, no one else is doing it, so I'm gonna fucking do it, you know? And he's got a good fucking point, man. There's plenty of other people that could be doing what he's doing.
I mean, that's kind of like an example. I feel like he's an example of, like, if you feel like you got, you know, want to change in the world, like, you got to be that change, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's why he's doing it, because that's some ballsy shit. Just go to Mars, like...
Right.
Like, you might never come back.
Would you go, Brandon?
Fuck yeah.
Me too. Right on. Cool.
We'll go to Mars then.
Looks like we're gonna hang out there too.
No, Elon's taking over Mars. We'll go to like Neptune or something.
Dude, it's fine. You can take it over. He has all the money. You got any money?
Oh yeah, it's pretty big, right? We'll go to the other side.
Gonna be big. It's gonna be Elon Musk fucking city.
For real though, isn't it like a third of the size of Earth?
It's definitely smaller than Earth, but it's still big, dude.
Yeah, it's still like big as fuck.
Yeah. Don't be busting those facts on me. Like, I don't know that, Brandon. I don't know. I haven't been on Mars. Yeah, dude. So the Hyperloop. Countries now are getting in on this. I mean, it's such a great idea as far as transportation. I saw an article the other day that China wants to link like four of their cities, maybe three or four of them, right, with the Hyperloop system. Like, make it like a triangle, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And it has, like, fucking, you know, like, you get there in a couple of hours, and you're traveling across the fucking country, basically. You know?
That's absolutely insane. You travel fast.
Yeah, dude, it's insane, man. It's going to be good times, for sure. Future's coming up. Ready for it?
Going to have to take a ride in that.
No doubt. Yeah, L.A. wants to have one... I think connecting, well, it wants to be San Diego, LA, and San Francisco. They all want to be connected.
You know how they're,
makes sense.
They were talking construction about the superhighway? You know, it's going to go from, like, fucking France all the way to, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like, Canada and shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Damn, what if they do that with the Hyperloop now?
No doubt, exactly.
And you could travel, like, literally to the other side of the world in, like, 7 hours or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
no doubt. It'd be awesome, man.
Oh my god. That would, like, revolutionize, like, all the transportation.
For sure.
That'd be insane. It'd be faster than planes, like...
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I know Sam and I talked about this, like, 4 years ago on an episode of ETA Cast.
Oh, yeah?
The Hyperloop, yeah. When Elon Musk announced it, he's like, this is what I want to make. I don't give a fuck what anyone said.
For real.
How much money does this cost? You know, he actually trolled everyone. He said that he has his own Iron Man suit, and everyone, like, believed him. And he's like, nah, I don't have that.
For real?
Yeah,
that's so funny, dude. He really doesn't give a shit. Like, he's like, fuck yeah, I got my own Iron Man suit.
Yeah, you don't?
They're like, really? And he's like, yeah, fuck yeah. Wow, that's funny as shit.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, man.
Elon's a funny guy.
No, it's. I mean, I'm glad to see people like that, and I think there's going to be more and more people like him that has the means of it, and I hope one day it'll be me as well, and you, Brandon, because you have...
Just to be up and be like, let's go to a planet, and let's build a new world.
Let's fix problems,
yeah.
Everyone.
What's the biggest problem? All right, let's fix that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think there's going to be more and more people like him, and he's already establishing... you know, the next generation of philanthropy, if you will. So, I mean, I consider what he's doing for NASA and shit, like, it's a huge commitment. Like, that's what he wants to do. And obviously he's passionate about it. That's what he wants to do, so.
Yeah, it's all he wants to do. Space,
son. Space and cars. He wants to be able to, like, sit in his car while looking at space. And that's why he made the self-driving car.
So we can finally drive our car to Mars, like...
Yeah. Girl, we got this.
It's a Tesla.
Yeah. They're planning on unveiling the, Unveiling the Tesla Semi.
Oh, yeah?
That one I was telling you about, that self-driving Semi.
Damn.
Yeah, I told you, this fucking thing is coming out, and it's gonna change the fucking trucking industry, dude. Some people might argue for the worse, but I say for the better. I mean, it's kind of one of those jobs where it's like, I don't think humanity should be doing that.
Because they're all just doing, you know, the speed limit in the right lane, like,
right.
A Tesla could do that. Like,
yeah, if it's just programmed to be a trucker, like the most basic trucker ever, you're following all the rules, fuck right. Yeah. Yeah, let me get that thing. You know, I feel way more comfortable driving next to that, and not only that, you know, for a fact, like, there's no one that's, like, sleepy or whatever it is, you know?
You can't swerve over, like, yeah. I would feel safer driving past that, like.
Same, dude. See, we love technology.
Yeah, yeah. We're the new generation. No, that is really fucking awesome, though, that they're coming out with an auto driving, autonomous driving.
That's what I was telling Jonathan. I said, dude, you better think about something like that, because it's coming. Like, this is a problem that the trucking industry would love to solve. It'd be more efficient.
Be no accidents.
Yeah, no one has to sleep. Are you serious? Things get there quicker. Oh, fuck. It gives us more money? Right on.
Yeah.
Money?
Yeah, no stops, no gas.
Yeah, no stops. No, trucker that wants to, you know, stop off in some crazy town and do a bunch of blow and get a hooker and, you know...
It'll just be a car. It doesn't know about blowing hookers.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy, man. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about the Hyperloop. That was cool.
Yeah, the Hyperloop is... That's something else.
It's going to be fun, dude. Hogwarts Express, bro.
Fast-ass speed.
Is this thing recording?
Is it recording?
I don't know, dude. Now it's on 3 minutes again. Let's hit definitely is recording. Yeah, dude, I mean, Hyperloop.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun fast. Times, I mean, dude, it's absolutely insane. It's so crazy fast. Like,
man, it's gonna be absolute fucking fun times.
Do you really imagine happy like days. Going on that thing? Oh my god.
Just the car itself is like more of a like a pod, you know?
Right.
And, you know, like, I don't know what it is with, like, fast-moving vehicles, but it seems like they always orientate the chairs, like, where you're kind of, like, leaning up a little bit. I guess you don't get whiplash or anything, so you're kind of, like, supported all the way on your back. Kind of makes sense.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah. We're
engineers,
already.
Too, Brandon.
Wow. We figured that one out. We're so smart.
Why are we so smart? Oh, man.
That is really smart, though. I never really even thought about that.
Bro, so...
I didn't know they tilted like that. So, that yeah, they're definitely, like, pods, yeah. That are just, like, attached to a thing or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool shit. And, it, like, every year they have some sort of, like, designing contest or whatever. You know, where they make, like, different pods and shit. Like, Elon Musk, like, okay, I'll accept that. Here's 200 grand, thanks. Fucker doesn't have enough time to make all this shit now.
Dude, we should design one.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Like, all we gotta do is like,
just make a
legitimate design.
Just make a sphere, that's it. Done. Or an elliptic shape.
Like,
there you go.
Chances of him being like, yeah. I mean, they're out there. There's chances.
Yeah, man. Man, Brandon, we talked about a lot of shit, man. We talked about fucking cryptocurrency. We talked about weather. We talked about
games.
We talked about Hyperloops. Man, dude.
Yeah?
We're just hitting all the notes, son. Meanwhile.
Fluently.
All right, something I do want to touch bases on with you is Like, what's going on with North Korea? Like, we always talk about this every now and then, especially when, like, news comes up. But, like, it seems, like, honestly, man, because I follow it. I do follow the North Korea thing. I actually have a tab and everything.
I haven't looked up anything on it.
My news feed. But you're seeing it all the time, though, right?
Yeah.
It's constantly popping up.
Something's going to happen. Like, what is happening, dude? Like, there's been some scary shit going on for a while now. Like, all this talk, you know?
Really is, especially with Trump, you know?
Yeah, so
it's
now...
It's going to be huge.
A few weeks later.
This war with North Korea is going to be absolutely huge. It's going to be incredible. And the ratings are going to be great. The ratings is what I would love to see.
They're going
to
make movies about me.
This is a Hollywood blockbuster movie right here. Oh, man. It makes me sick, dude. It really does. Because we have two, honestly, crazy people that are in office that controls a country. Kim Jong-un more so than Trump, because, you know, here in America, we're more informed than fucking North Korea, obviously.
Yeah, a little more freedom.
Yeah, a little more freedom.
Just a little.
It's fucking hilarious. But, it just seems like it's just too fucking... It's two bad things gone awry now.
Yeah, it's going crazy. Like, no, yeah. I mean, yeah. You got the United States and North Korea
can happen.
Talking shit to each other.
Yeah, just straight up talking shit.
Like, that's not good.
God, dude. Insane.
Maybe South Korea will throw him over.
He fucking retweeted. Okay, someone, like, posted... Someone posted, like, a meme of him hitting a golf ball, right? And the next segment was... Hillary Clinton, like, falling down, and someone, like, superimposed, like, posited, obviously, the golf ball going in, hitting her at the same time she fell down.
He retweeted that?
And he fucking retweeted that shit. The President of the United States, dude.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my God.
He loves it.
Trump doesn't give a fuck.
He loves being a troll.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he's sitting there taking his shit.
This is
great. This is absolutely great. I'm hitting the retweet button.
Dude, that is so funny. A 70-year-old man retweeting a meme like that.
I know. The president.
The president. Like, dude. Wow. Wow, Trump.
I just lost so much hope in this country, especially, I mean, when he got elected, I lost so much hope.
I bet it's funny as shit.
It is pretty funny, I'm not gonna lie. When it comes to the meme universe, spot on.
They're good.
Very spot on. I'm sure it said something underneath it too, you know. But yeah, just going back to the North Korea thing, man, it feels like something's boiling over.
Yeah, they really are.
It's not gonna be one of those things where it's gonna be, oh, the United States is gonna swoop in there with two airplanes and that's it. You know, it's not gonna be like that.
Like, it would be like a war. Like,
it's gonna be a war, big time.
Yeah.
And I hope it doesn't get to the point where we have to kill. And I hate to say this, we have to kill most of the North Koreans.
Because we totally would. Like, the United States would do that. Like, immediately.
Well, because all the North Koreans would fight us.
Like, exactly.
All of them,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So brainwashed. For sure, the whole country would fight.
I'm sure there'd be a good handful of them being like, no, I'm surrendering. And of course, we're humanitarian people. We're like, okay, we're not going to kill them, you know?
Right.
If someone's... if you're in war, it's known. It's a fucking... It's a rule, actually. If you come out with a fucking white flag, you cannot kill that person. If you kill that person, it's a war crime.
Yeah?
Yep. That's a rule of war.
There's rules of engagement.
Yeah, there's rules of engagement, exactly.
Even in the most brutal war.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there would definitely be those types of North Koreans that'll come out and they'll surrender themselves. But I feel like the worst case scenario is going to be, like, most of them, a good 90% of them, is going to fight us. And we're going to be forced to kill them. You know, we're going to have to wipe them out, essentially. And that's sad to think about.
But the United States is the bully of the world. Like, we really do shit like that. Like...
I mean, probably a big reason why, though, Brandon, is because we feel like there's no one else to do it.
You know? We've been doing it, like, 180 years or some shit.
Yeah.
Been a war a long time.
It's interesting that, because, like, we're such a young nation, But yeah, we have so much, we have all the power, essentially.
Yeah, we came up quick.
We did come up quick,
came up quick, yeah.
Good come up, USA.
Like, we were just born and we are bitches.
Guess what, motherfuckers? We got the atomic bomb.
We got all the weapons.
Yeah.
Good thing we got our guns.
Yeah, good thing we got our guns. That's the best inside joke. I love that one. Scares anyone off, anyone that's listening. Good thing we got our guns.
Good thing we got our guns.
It makes
guns.
You feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
You have your
you're like, oh shit, I'm not having a gun. Oh, I don't. But it makes
yeah. And someone comes up, I heard you got some guns. They're pointing a gun at you. They're like, oh, give me guns. Son.
I'm just kidding, I don't have any.
Let's have a Mexican standoff. No.
You just do this. You just point your finger at your guns.
Probably like, you're a dumbass.
They see it in the dark.
Oh, man. So, anything else you want to talk about? Anything? Anything you want to get off your chest, Brando?
Well, we could always talk about cars.
Oh, yeah. All right, you were trying to tell me about some Mercedes before we hit the record button. I said, yo, hold that thought.
Alright, so a lot of the time, you know, Mercedes is always coming out, like with the new stuff, you know, it's always like some, it's not so great, right? It's always like redundant, like, designs and shit based on previous stuff. I mean, I get it. They look good, but, you know, it's not that great.
Yeah.
The new C63S, though.
Look good?
It looks good,
let me see. Dude. Pull that shit up on your iPhone. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I saw a black that one.
I think fucking AT&T fixed their cell tower over here, so.
Yeah, now I got service.
Nice, dude. Yeah, you got two bars. Nice. Oh, one bar. It's all good.
Still got it. Here we go.
Let's see this bitch. Ooh.
It really looks way better. Like,
they love that white, dude.
Dude, the black.
They love the white and black, which is my favorite color scheme. That's a good picture. Oh, damn, that looks nice.
So really, C63 is like almost like my realistic dream car.
So it kind of looks like the same front end that they've always had. But yeah, they do have like a BMW influence to it now, dude.
Like, they look a little better, right? Like, that front end for sure looks hella good.
We're sculpted out.
Yeah. The lines are a little better.
Nice.
Yeah, C63 is definitely like my... I could get one of those.
Is it a powerful car or what?
Fuck yeah, it is. I don't actually know what the specs are on it.
No? Talking about power here?
Let's go.
Is that what some turbos are?
They got like 500 horsepower.
Yeah, I know, right? All new cars that are coming out.
516 pound-feet of torque. 503 horsepower.
Whoa.
0-60 is 3.8 seconds.
Fucking hell.
Dude, this thing is a supercar.
God. Whoa.
Damn, that 516 pound-feet of torque, that's at 1750 RPM.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's immediate. Like, it's literally like immediate power all the time.
Holy shit.
Badass car, man. Yeah, there's definitely some cool cars coming out. I like to see cars coming out like this.
Definitely shit your pants in that car if you need to.
You know, like in this time where like electric cars are like about to take over.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to see like...
It is nice to see that like kind of pumping it out. In a way, I can kind of feel like the automakers know it's happening. Like, oh shit. Like, let's just...
Yeah, they definitely do. Like, they have to be sitting around and be going like, dude, we got to make a badass car. Like,
yeah, like these cars that are coming out, like... Like, you remember, like, in the mid-2000s and even, like, the late 2000s, not so much in the late 2000s, but especially in the mid-2000s, we were getting so many cars that were so, like, gas-efficient, small little shit cars.
Yeah, because that's when, like, the first Prius came out, so it was, like...
Like, really, really compact cars that are saving gas, you know, and...
Yeah, they're getting, like, 30 miles to the gallon, like...
And now, all the new cars are, like, fucking 300 horsepower, like, that's standard, bitch. You know, and a turbo too.
yeah, it's pretty crazy to see turbo standard now.
Yeah, I love that.
It is cool. It's very cool.
When I was over in Europe, man, I couldn't believe how many turbo cars that were just driving around.
It's just like a normal thing.
Yeah,
like,
constantly. Like,
yeah, it's not even cool to have a turbo anymore.
Yeah, it's standing next to a roundabout. You just hear constant whistles all the time.
You're like, what is that? Oh. It's just all these regular ass cars.
Yeah, it's just a fucking.
It's just that's my dream. Oh man.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting seeing cars evolve into the electrical electrical cars, man.
Yeah. It's gonna be kind of weird.
They're way more efficient, though. You can't deny that, so. Way more efficient and way more sustainable.
Look, my BMW gets pretty good gas mileage.
Yeah, well, we've been sitting here idle with the air conditioner on like dicks, and I've watched the gas mileage go down from, I think it said 320, it said 420, something like that. It was around there.
Well, if it's any worth to you, I was at 335 when I left the gas station.
335?
Yeah.
So it's evening itself out. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Because it's definitely gone down like 25 miles since we've been sitting here.
We've definitely burned some gas sitting here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, right?
I mean, yeah.
That's how it works.
It's no way it didn't use like any gas. Like,
right, yeah. But it does use hardly any, right?
It really doesn't use a lot. Yeah, like, think about when you're driving, you're going at like 3,000, 4,000 RPM, like, you know.
Yeah.
You're literally
100 or yeah.
I mean not 15. I mean literally like 500.
Yeah. Is it 500?
It's like 600.
Oh. I thought the zero was there. It's like, damn, the cars are only at 100. Yeah, 600? Fuck.
Yeah, 600 RPM. That's like nothing.
That's nothing, dude. I can fucking run faster than that.
So it's fine, you know. I get good gas mileage. Fuck electric cars. I definitely want one, though.
Same.
I want a Tesla.
Same here, man.
Yeah.
Definitely want one, just because I know it'll be reliable. I know it'll be something that'll save me money in the long run. It'd just be a flat out good investment, you know.
It would be a good investment. Like if you could afford it, it's a good investment.
Yeah. I would definitely use the self driving function quite a lot.
For sure, I go on the interstate all the time.
Yeah, I would just fucking put that fucker in self driving mode. There we go. Play some games, you know.
Whatever. Do anything but drive, like. For real, dude, that'd be so cool. Take the stress out of driving.
Oh yeah. And you would like driving more often than, you know, like when you're actually driving, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like when you put your hands back on the wheel, you get off your exit, you're like, yeah, you're you like, feel you're awesome. Yeah. Feels like you just got in the car, like.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now they just need to. They just need to, like, incorporate a, I'm serious about this. A toilet in your seat.
Oh, my God. Where would your shit go? Just stores?
No, dude. It just, I don't know. Yeah, it just, I don't know. It burns it off. Makes it into water. Who knows?
it's fuel, bro.
It's fuel, yeah. You shit into your gas tank, and there you go.
It throws it off the side of the grass for fertilization.
Yeah. It knows when you're driving by a bunch of cornfields.
It just dumps it. A little robot jumps out the car and throws it. It's front and back to get in your car.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
Well, dude, we've been recording for probably about, I don't know, like an hour, over an
at
hour,
at least an
right?
hour.
Yeah. It's been a good meaty episode. I think we're going to close it out here.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot of stuff.
So. Yeah. And I'm getting at the right amount of tired, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm tired.
Where you, like, notice it.
Yeah. I love that. And you, like, you notice, like, physical changes in your body.
And you're like, ooh, I'm going to go to bed now.
Yeah.
And you, like, go to sleep.
You sit like, down, awesome. and then your body goes to that next level of being, like, really relaxed.
Why are you going into so much detail?
And then you feel like you're melting in your bed.
And then you do, because you're on that weed commercial.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes, man. It's been a good episode. Thank you again, man, for fucking doing this again with me, man.
Yeah.
It's the third time.
Great being here again.
Thanks, bro.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to have to create something for sure. I think last episode we said we were going to create something, and I forgot what it was. Something about cars, maybe.
I'm not too sure.
But check that out, everyone. When we do, I like how I segued into it. On facebook.com/ETACast, ETACAST. Be with us on there. Yeah. And you can interact with us. Feel free to, you know, ask us questions or whatever it may be. Definitely want to get some more content going. Techotastic episodes coming out here soon. Definitely on the radar, but with the hurricane that just hit,
you know, delaying life.
It just fucking delayed life. Yeah, period, man. I mean, you're basically set back in like the 1990s. We're like having air conditioner
for a few days. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, or I mean, not even, man, because no AC sucks ass in Florida. So I was dying, literally, man.
It's hot as fuck here, for real.
Yeah, it was, you know. But yes, everyone, hit that like button, facebook.com/ETAcast. And yeah, man, pump out some new episodes. So thank you again for tuning in, everyone.
All right, we'll see y'all later.
See y'all later. Keep on keeping on. And remember, you got the ears and I got that fucking beard.
I like that.
We'll see you next time.
Oh, trust me, I have a beard. Keep it here. And I'll steer you into a deer.
Listen here.
All right.